AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Hello and welcome to AutoLine Daily. In today's show, we'll give you our first impressions of the Mercedes GLA, Ford reveals a police version of the Transit, and Cadillac changes its naming scheme. But first off, we'll start with some new vehicles that will debut in Paris next week. Renault will show off a new version of its Espace crossover. The company says it has a lot in common with the concept version it showed off last year. It's available in 5- and 7-seat versions and has an all-new interior, but we'll have to wait to see that when we're in Paris next week because Renault didn't provide any pictures. While Volkswagen is setting its aim at European customers that are looking for a little more versatility from a Golf. Meet the Golf All-Track, which starts life as a standard Golf wagon, but gets a suspension that's been raised by 3/4 of an inch, an updated version of the automaker's all-wheel drive system, and an electronic differential lock. Other features include underbody protection, new front and rear bumpers, and unique accents both inside and out. It can be powered by either a turbocharged 1.8-liter gasoline engine or 3 diesel engine variants. The Golf All-Track goes on sale in the UK next summer. Opel will have 3 new vehicles at the show. First up is the 5th-generation Corsa. It's available with the company's new 1-liter 3-cylinder turbo engine and has an all-new interior. Production of the new Corsa starts at the end of the year. The German automaker will also reveal a sportier version of the Atom called the Atom S. It's powered by a 1.4-liter 4-cylinder turbo that's mated to a 6-speed manual and cranks out 150 horsepower. The Atom S hits dealerships early next year. And last but not least is the Mokka, which is now available with a new 1.6-liter turbo diesel. When equipped with start-stop and a 6-speed manual, its fuel economy comes in at 4.1 liters per 100 kilometers, or about 57 miles per gallon. But remember, that's on the European test cycle. The new diesel Mokka is available early next year. Hey, don't forget to tune in to tonight's After Hours. The crew is out in San Diego for the launch of the new Chevrolet Colorado and GMC Canyon. Guests include Tony DeSalle, the VP of Marketing for Buick and GMC, Jeff Luke, Chief Engineer for Global Full-Size Trucks, and Anita Burke, the Chief Engineer of the Colorado and Canyon. If you have any questions about the trucks, these are the people that can answer them. So get your questions in early. Just send us an email at viewermail@autoline.tv, or you can tweet us at twitter.com/autoline. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the day's other news.
Here's another great thing about the all-around performance of our Dueler tires. A comfortable, quiet ride.
Oh. At Bridgestone, our passion for performance knows no bounds.
Last Friday, we learned that we would see Cadillac's new high-end luxury model next year. And now we're learning that it's going to be called the CT6. It was also announced that Cadillac will rename its other cars using CT, followed by a number to signify its size and position in the lineup. So does this mean that the ATS and CTS will be renamed the CT2 and CT4? It's still kind of confusing, but it sounds like Cadillac wants its naming to be more like Mercedes and BMW. And speaking of Mercedes, we just got the chance to drive the company's new compact crossover, the GLA, and here's some of the highlights. It's built on the same architecture as the CLA and is powered by the same 2-liter turbocharged 4-cylinder engine and 7-speed dual-clutch transmission. Like the CLA, there's also an AMG version for those who want sportier driving. That model, which is equipped with a souped-up version of the base engine, comes with standard dual exhaust, which sounds great, and also gives a little cackle. The interior layout is also very similar to the CLA, but it's not made for tall people. If you're around 6 feet tall, you're going to feel a bit cramped in the GLA. Starting price is around $32,000, and it's hitting dealerships now. The AMG version comes in at just under $50,000, but easily shoots past $60,000 with options. We'll have more about the GLA in a future AutoLine Daily. You know, Ford has a long list of law enforcement vehicles in its lineup, and now it may add another. This time around, the automaker is looking at a solution to get prisoners from point A to point B in a tricked-out transit van. The Transit is available in three roof heights, two wheelbases, three lengths, four body styles, and could carry up to 12 prisoners in three separate compartments. It also has two gasoline engine options, as well as a diesel variant. Ford is already the sales leader of police vehicles, and it doesn't look like it's going to give up that title anytime soon. And speaking of the Transit, Ford announced that it will be adding 1,200 new jobs and a second shift at its Kansas City assembly plant, where the all-new Transit is built. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.